Broadcasting live from the Regis Business Center and office suites at Satellite Place in Duluth, it's time for Gwinnett Business Radio. Gwinnett Business Radio spotlights and highlights companies in Gwinnett County and the people who lead them.
And hello again, everybody, and welcome to Gwinnett Business Radio. I'm your host, Mike Salmon, alongside my trusty co-host, Stephen Julian. How are you, Stephen?
I'm great, Mike. You sound a little bit better today.
Yeah, the voice is coming back just a little bit.
The smooth, silky tones of Mike Salmon. Ready
but,
to go.
But, you know, I have taken my medicine. I'm not contagious. Everything is good. I'm feeling a little bit better. But if I zone out and I'm, like, looking at the ceiling in the middle of the show...
That is why I'm the trusty co-host.
You're the co-pilot today.
I will handle it.
Looking forward to a great show. We've got some high-energy guests today joining us on the show from SCI Companies. It is Henry Harden from Strategic HR Initiatives. We are joined by Greta Cairns, and from Credible Solutions, and that's with a Z at the end, and Solutions, Brian Nicholson and Fielding Alderman. And we're going to start with Henry today with SCI Companies. Now, before we talk specifically, Henry, about SCI Companies, you're kind of joined at the hip by Greta as well. Explain the lay of the land between SCI and Strategic HR Initiatives.
Well, I guess if you look at it, Mike, first of all, I love the intro music. If that doesn't get people going, I don't know what's going to happen today. But if you look at SCI, we're all in the HR space. And what we've done is over the years, we've an evolving company that's been around 27 years. So we decided it's now time to really evolve into a strategic outsourcing entity as well. So Greta, who's been with us for a long, long time and has, you know, what we consider the greatest competency in that area, is spinning off and becoming the CEO of our new entity. And it's going to be basically, you know, an independent entity of the SCI companies.
That's wonderful. And before we talk more again about SCI, Greta, that's got to be exciting news for you.
Exciting and scary at the same time, to be honest, perfectly honest. Yes, I'm looking forward to really focusing on working specifically with clients and getting more out of the office. Because that's always been my role, is working specifically with clients, the C-suite, the CEOs, helping them really leverage, you know, their talent to ensure that their business stays competitive.
Wonderful. We're looking forward to learning all about Strategic HR Initiatives in just a few minutes. But let's start with SCI Companies. And Henry, you're the CEO, founder, or co-founder of the company?
Was it? The founder. The it's founder. Okay. There could be
sure
co.
Because you have family involved, of course.
Yes,
and
yes.
I wasn't sure if...
Yeah, they well, you know, it's everything's co after it's the first one, you know. You can't take credit, but you know, initially the idea was there and the idea has evolved with everybody else. So anyone you bring into your company is kind of like a mission, you know, a vision. It becomes a co-vision and a co-mission, yeah.
All right, well give us an overview of SCI Companies. What does your company do?
Okay, if you really look at it from the outside, from a businessman's perspective, It is a company that really takes on managed responsibilities around HR and technology around HR. So what would that really mean in today's space? You know, HR almost encompasses everything, anything around, you know, human capital. So that's everything from paying people, benefits, like we all have heard about ACA and Obamacare. So it's managing things around that. It's managing performance management, and it's even doing the basic day-to-day administrative tasks for people. So because today most people like to outsource, so the service has evolved over the years. Has basically outsourcing has become more prominent in today's market. So that's what we do. We provide technology on the cloud to businesses. We provide what we call best in class products, services, and procedures to businesses today. So they don't have to go out and figure out what's new, what's hot, what's really works and what doesn't work.
Henry, when people first start working with you, are there typically one, two, maybe three key areas that they're looking for that they come to you first and then start finding these other things they can do with you?
Yeah. Usually there's a compelling event, and usually the compelling event is it's broke. You know, that's just like in most businesses, as we'll hear with a lot of the people today, they get to that frustration point. And they realize there's got to be a better mousetrap. There's got to be a better way to do that. So today, with so much happening around ACA, with what's going on with the labor market being pretty much, you know, non-movement in the labor market, we hear about people wanting to outsource. So people are getting these ideas. Maybe there's a better way to do it than traditionally. And that's what's moving a lot of markets today is people moving away from that traditional approach to business.
Speaking of the workforce, what do you consider the status of jobs today in this country?
Oh, yes. It's stagnant for sure. It's really stagnant. Unfortunately, it's stagnant. But, you know, the only movement we've seen in jobs today has been in the what we call the lower income sector. That's around retail. It's around, you know, what I call the non-high-paying jobs. So basically the problem today is until we structurally change the incentives around human capital and what kind of businesses we want in America, we're always going to have that problem, what we call structural unemployment in America.
Now, talking about HR and human resources, are you finding that there are some HR strategies that are game changers within the industry these days?
Oh, most definitely. Most definitely. One of the things that I would say right now is a game changer, and I think Greta will add to it probably later on or even now, is around performance management. We see today probably the biggest problem is most people really don't understand what their people do and how to measure their performance. I mean, if you think about it, it's ridiculous, Mike. I mean, today we still pay 73% of the people in the workforce for time spent at work. That's it. Think about it. They're all based on an hourly rate. How does that have anything to do with productivity and performance? It doesn't. So what we have to do is change those, what I call those old traditional ways, to more adaptive, progressive ways, where people basically are enrolled in work and their performance is indicative of their pay.
Henry, I'm going to kind of set up a little bit of a softball question for you. If I could put the leading business owners of Gwinnett County in a room, and hopefully we've got them listening to this interview, and you could stand in front of them and you could help them avoid one or two of the biggest HR pitfall traps that you see people fall into all the time before it gets broken.
That's right.
You, what would you tell them? What would you tell them to avoid?
Right now, it's probably stop hiring people until they figure out exactly what they need.
Henry, President Obama's on the line, wants to talk to you real quick.
I will tell them that's exactly what's going on, though. They want to know why there's a problem with jobs. It's because people are finally starting to wake up and they're saying, hey, let's look what's going on internally. I've been hiring people over the years because of their past experience, but now maybe there's something else that's important. And there is. It's called, you know, what we call competencies around their ability to do the job and also competency around what that company wants to do long term. And so when people start to actually look at people from that perspective, it's a game changer. So it's first changing the paradigm for leadership in America, changing the paradigm for HR managers in America, and then changing the paradigm of people. People have to align themselves with the right company so they feel enrolled and fulfilled. And that's the biggest problem today.
Greta, I see you shaking your head. Do you want to add on to that? Or?
Yeah, I'm chomping at the bit over here because that's one of my biggest areas of expertise is really getting in with those CEOs and the C-suite groups and helping them understand that they're over 55% globally in the globally leadership look at performance management and employee engagement as their biggest challenge moving towards the future. They've re-engineered their businesses. They're looking at their competitive advantage, and they recognize that that is all about deploying their people from a business perspective, tying those people's skills to the business goals to ensure that they are performing at the highest capacity. And what that takes is identifying both those core competencies that are tied to the business and aligned to the business goals, which companies have not even looked at that, and then looking at their domain competencies, which are the technical expertise skills that those individuals have that enable them to do the jobs and perform at the highest levels.
Let me throw in my sarcastic comment, Stephen, like I normally do. I wish we could find some business leaders to come on the show that were passionate about what they do.
I know. What is wrong?
No passion here.
Henry and Greta, you got to find a job that you really like. Okay?
I know.
We'll help you with that.
Well, you know, just to add a little bit further, you know, about 20 years ago, we coined the frame employer of choice. And, you know, that's one of our trademarks, one of our initiatives that we started. And it's growing globally now today. But one of the things that, even though we started 20 years ago, it's just in its infancy today.
It is.
So if we were out talking to those Gwinnett business leaders today, we would say, guys, you got to become an employer of choice. You have to do that. That way you get the best people aligned to your philosophy. And guess what? That will give you the competitive advantage. That will be the game changer, Mike.
Do you have I know you have plenty of stories of companies you've helped, but is there one that maybe you could pick out of a company that maybe did not even realize they were having some issues and you were able to identify the pain, if you will, and you were able to fix that pain?
Oh, there's tremendous numbers of them. To go through a story like that might take 2 days, but I'll name a few where there's one company in particular, and, you know, I can name them on the air.
Lumber, you can say whatever you want on the internet.
And I think it's better because that way people recognize. It was Lumber Liquidators. Everyone knows who they are. They had a challenge because they had a very diverse, disparate of workforce. That means they were all over the country, and they were hiring in little places all around the world, okay? And more importantly, we provided a solution for them within the U.S. And it was basically just to break down and re-engineer what they were doing. And if you look at it, traditionally most companies just put what we call butts in the seat. People leave the job and they just throw somebody right back into that seat. So what we told them to do is, hey, pause. Take a minute and just think about what you actually do and who you really need. And it really was something that simple. You know, making people pause, because what happens is, Mike, we get so involved in a daily grind, the machine just keeps moving forward no matter what. Sometimes you just got to, like a manufacturer, you got to put the brakes on, and you got to re-engineer the tools to produce a better product. It's the same thing with human beings. You just can't keep going in the grind and doing the old things you used to do. So in this case, it was simply just making them pause and relook at how they acquire human capital.
We're talking with Henry Hardin with SCI Companies here on Gwinnett Business Radio. Henry, let's go back to the beginning of the company, SCI. Tell us, you know, why did you get into this business? Did you see a need there, or you saw that the HR companies these days just weren't filling the void?
Well, you can imagine people have asked me this question a lot over the last 30 years. But, you know, I summarize it simply. You know, HR was trying to evolve as a profession, and I think the best way for a profession to evolve is when it's outside of company, looking in objectively with fresh eyes. And if you look at it, there was no really outside external HR company. There was no entity really driving the profession. So that was really, if you look at it, that was really the game changer for me, was to let's provide something where it could be fresh eyes, it could develop in scale, it could develop in critical skill around those things that I think are important down the road for these businesses.
If a business owner wanted to talk to you before there's a crisis, where would you start? Most people would say we start with a consultation, but can you unpack that a little bit more? Where would you start with a business owner around the whole topic of HR?
Well, it would be just like everybody at this table. You start at a very consulting basis, finding out what their priorities. Obviously, what we focus and drill down is everything around their human capital priorities, which, you know, today, with most people being service businesses, it's typically 50-60% of their spend, or as I call, their investment. So it's looking at that investment first and really questioning them, are you getting the most out of your investment today?
And one of the things I'm kind of hearing you say that I think is a little unique, and you can expand on this if you want, a lot of what you're talking about is having employers and employees get together on the buy-in of the company, get together in the vision, get together in the purpose of what they're getting at. And he's ready to just explode with that comment. I mean, that's very unique, isn't it?
Well, that's the problem today.
Right.
It shouldn't be unique. And this is why we have disenfranchised employees. They're taking jobs because they have to, not because they're enrolled in what that company is doing and they see the value of society in that company. Think about it. I relate it to you see the excitement in the enrollment and the dedication of people who go into the Peace Corps. Well, they don't even get paid, all right? They dedicate their lives in their whole will, their capital, their psychological capital, but they don't get paid. Well, can you imagine if you align psychologically to an employee in the reality of the job? You have a tremendous performing individual. The problem today really gets back to leadership. Leadership is the problem today. and that's why they're not aligned, because you know we have so much turnover in leadership, and leadership is development is a big void, but we won't go into that today.
Listen to this. That's my mind blowing right now.
That's right. We got to do it.
I think we could talk for days, Henry, and I didn't even get to half the questions that I wanted to ask you, but we've got to talk to other folks.
We've got to move on. I know.
So we'll have to have you come back another time.
No problem.
But for those that want to reach out to you, find out more about SCI, give us all the contact information.
Well, you could just Google Henry C. Arden. You can find us that way. You Google SCI companies. You can get us that way. You can look at outsourcing, consulting. Pretty much you can find us through the most of the search engines. But, we're located right here in Lawrenceville. You know, that's where our corporate office is. And we have offices all around the U.S., and we even have offices in India. So you can find us if you really want to look. I just think after this, maybe they don't want to find us.
You know what? Henry is asking for a little buy-in from people who want to, who want to talk to him.
So that's right. Who's going to really show leadership, right?
All right. Henry, thank you so much. Been a lot of fun, and definitely we'll have to talk some more again. Now Greta Cairns is with us with Strategic HR Initiatives, as we talked about earlier. Kind of joined at the hip a little bit with Henry and Henry's company, SCI, but kind of going out a little bit on your own right now, Greta. First of all, it's got to be something else to work with Henry every day. I can only imagine the energy in the office. You don't have to comment on
that. Oh, the stories she must have.
Yeah, I don't want to get Greta in trouble, but talk about going out now on Strategic HR Initiatives and what you specialize in and what your plans are.
Well, a little bit about what I'm going to dovetail on one of the things that Henry said. And as I said before, employee engagement and performance management is the top 55%, of global leadership is looking at that. The second aspect at 52% is leadership development. And that's another area of huge focus for me, is ensuring that the leadership, and it doesn't matter what size the organization is, leadership, nobody can be everything to everybody. You don't have expertise in every area. And to try to diversify yourself and focus and wear way too many hats is another area of discipline that a lot of leaderships don't have. They have visions, but they need people to make those visions come into fruition for them. And that's part of what I can do, is help them with the tactical as well as putting those strategic elements into play. And that's where the consulting comes in. But it's not just consulting, it's helping them do. So putting programs in place and then back supporting to ensure that they get done, because that's one of the biggest challenges of leadership, is they've got great vision, you put it all down there, and then you leave them and you come back and they're like, well, I had these intentions, but I just didn't have the wherewithal to get it done. And that's why leadership development and accountability go hand in hand.
Keyword that I'm hearing frequently is strategic human resources. Mm-hmm. Let's wrap our hands around that a little bit more. So apparently that's not what other typical HR companies are providing these days.
Strategic is very different because it buys into the business needs. Okay. The difference is that there's a lot of transactional types of things that need to be done. Payroll needs to be done, healthcare needs to be provided, hiring, firing. Those are all elements of strategic oversight, but the strategic part is, why does this tie to the business? Why would I want to pay somebody in this capacity? Why would I want to provide them with this level of benefits? In other words, it goes back to engaging. So when you engage someone, you've got their knowledge, skills, and abilities being applied to the business goals of the company, and that's the difference. And that goes back to what Henry was saying earlier, is that employers today, they're putting butts in the seat. They have re-engineered their business, but they haven't re-engineered the positions and allowed people to leverage the skills that they have. So if you can really leverage those skills, it engages the employees, because people love to do the things that they're good at. They don't like being pushed into the corner. Nobody puts baby in the corner, remember? So you want to give them those opportunities to go out there and really do what they need to do and be successful at it. And they will leverage their skills when they know that it's tied to business, because they can actually see results. So it's a whole amount of paying them right, creating benefits. And that's the strategy that goes into that. It's 100% tied to the business goals.
Greta, I was absolutely following and tracking with you, and then you threw out an 80s reference, and I totally got lost.
Come on, Dirty Dancing.
Come on!
Right, because I started playing it, and I started going through the scene, so I lost the last part of that. But
so
I will
sorry.
Listen back. No, that's okay. What I was going to say was, I think it's very funny, Mike focused on the word strategic. I was focusing on the word initiatives. Strategic HR initiatives, because I think a lot of times when people think HR, they don't think initiative.
Right.
They think documents, they think notebooks, they think transactions, like
exactly.
you said.
Exactly.
So here's what I want you to unpack on the word initiatives. Can you give us a couple of examples of a couple of key initiatives you've been able to see done in businesses that were game changers, if I can use that word?
Absolutely. An initiative in performance management, all right? Ensuring that every single person, you know where their strengths are, and you have identified emerging strengths, okay? If you place a person into a position where they are supposed to demonstrate a lot of strengths and yet all of those strengths fall below the median, okay, you're going to be on an uphill battle. And a lot of businesses have promoted individuals who are excellent at their jobs, but then when they put them in a leadership position, they failed miserably. And that's because they did not have the strengths to do that job and be successful. So it worked in a disadvantaged way for both the individual and for the business. So one of the things that I've done with businesses before is help them truly define the job, truly define the roles and responsibilities, and then evaluate using standardized measures who these people are, what, you know, characteristics do they have. Goes back to both those core and domain competencies. You've got to look at both of those elements, and so many people only look at those domain. Well, they're good technically, but you've got to have those core competencies as well.
And a business owner needs to recognize that if they've got an employee who's very good and their strengths fit this job, that they might, the best thing would be to just keep them there, not just assume they want to go up management ladder or go to, I mean, let them excel at what they do best.
Right. And that's part of it. But also there are people that are chomping at the bit. Give me more. But if you uncover where their strengths are, then you can put them in a position. You don't just arbitrarily promote them to something that they will not be successful. And if it's tied to the business needs and you've re-engineered that person's job so that now they are going to be successful and they are going to be building the business capacity, then it's a win-win all the way around.
We're joined by Greta Cairns with Strategic HR Initiatives here on Gwinnett Business Radio. Earlier, Greta, I asked Henry to give us a success story. I'll ask you now for an example of how you've leveraged your HR consultative services to help a company better understand how to leverage their, what you call human capital, for lack of a better term, I'll say employees, right? Human capital would be employees.
Absolutely. Well, it's everyone. It's the employees. It's the leadership. It's all that makes up that human capital, which, as Henry was saying, it's got to be your biggest asset rather than your biggest liability. And one of the things that I was able to help a company with was eliminating a lot of the wasted work that they had in place. They had managers who were doing things manually, and nobody knew what anybody else was doing. So you had segmented departments, and you didn't have streamlined processes. So what I did is I went in, reevaluated their job descriptions, and looked at what they could do and what they could eliminate doing so that they were not wasting money, which by wasting time, eliminated some of their manual types of work and got it more streamlined and leveraged technology, you know, to ensure that they had better records. And by doing that, it eliminated their need for having people diversify and not focus on what they really could do. We also looked at their strengths. So we did some outside evaluations on where these people were from a strength, from a domain competency standpoint. And we found that one person would have been phenomenal in sales. And so we moved that person to a sales, which then fed to the bottom line. So you took a person who's sitting in an office doing manual stuff, and it was a waste, And now this person is out making sales, which is feeding that company and which is really servicing the business needs.
You use the phrase win-win a lot, I bet, in your job with business owners.
You can, absolutely.
If they work through the process. Unpack the process of working with you, a business owner, kind of where do they start? And also the question, sometimes do you find yourself just coming in for a one particular situation, get a task done, get a consulting done and move on? Or is it something that a business owner should expect or would be available to do long term over a period of time, constant consulting?
Yes to all of that.
Great. Next question,
next
Mike.
No.
I asked it so
easy.
Well, she didn't even have to answer.
You asked it and answered it.
Yeah, you did. But the challenge is if you go back, some people have compelling needs. They've run into trouble. They've grown to a level where they feel as though they need some additional support. They don't have the expertise inside, and they don't want to really pay for that. Because when you hire and get expertise inside, sometimes you're having to pay not only for that current expertise, but you have to consistently leverage and by ensuring that that person gains all the different skills as you want to leverage and grow to different areas. So it could be short-term for a project-based work, or it could be long-term. It could be going in streamlining. It could be going in and doing an HR assessment or evaluation to identify vulnerabilities, areas of strengths, and then creating processes that are less wasted work, more efficiencies of work, leveraging their people better. And once again, once you get to those capacities, it's like, okay, what's our next step? Because if you really understand the strategic business of what that company wants to become when they grow up, or just because of the competitive nature of businesses now, things have to consistently be dynamic. They can't be stagnant or your business is gone. What else? So there's always the opportunity to come in, put things in place, and then what else? What's next? And I really recommend that companies don't start with like huge initiatives, because it's overwhelming. And then when they don't see results immediately, they don't see that return on investment, and that can be disheartening to them.
She answered that question a lot better than me.
She did.
Yes.
Very thorough.
Very shocking.
Greta, much like Henry, I feel like we could talk for days, we'll have to save it for another time as well. But for those that might be listening and you've moved the needle and they want to know more, where can they find more information?
Well, currently I am at gcairns, C-A-I-R-N-S, at scicompanies.com. Also on the SCI Companies website. And then I will be building, it's currently under construction, the Strategic HR Initiatives website. So that, look for that in the next few months. But the bottom line is, if you need me, just give me a call, because I'm able to come out and do whatever I need to do to help you move to the next level.
Now, Greta and Henry, I would be remiss if I did not mention that you two co-host a radio show on workplaceradio.com.
That's
talk
right.
About that show, and you have an alter ego with a different name, but talk about that show and how you use that show for your business.
Well, I think a lot of it is the way we use it for the business is more to get out. It's more of a roundtable type of discussion.
More content discussion.
More content. So it's to push all the initiatives. So if we're talking about healthcare, you can imagine we almost talked for months about, ACA and Obamacare, whatever you want to call it. And we had points of view from all over the world, as you can imagine. We discuss compensation. We discuss jobs. Jobs has been one of probably the biggest discussion, most highly debated, most controversial topic that we've had on our show, and we still have today, because look at it, 5 years, we still have no solution, but we won't go there. And what else, Greta? What else do we have?
Well, if you go back to the Unaffordable Care Act, then we also have, the elements of wellness initiatives and things of that nature. And what we do, we really stir up the pot, and that's why I said what I just said.
Yes,
because
yes.
The thing is that employers have both sides that they want to be thinking about, right? They want to hear the employee side. They want to hear the employer side. And that's what we do, is we get the facts out there, but then we stir it up a little bit.
Yeah.
And we present facts from all sides of the fence. And it allows you to I can't stand what she just said, or I love what she just said. But the bottom line is, you need to hear all the elements out there.
Yeah, yeah. We try to bring in all the relevant facts, keep the politics out. So I'll go far right, she'll go far left. I still don't know what conservative and liberal is yet. I'm still trying to figure that out. But we go all over the place, mainly to create, you know, top of mind thought for executives.
Henry, that's all right. When you were talking about jobs, I thought you were talking about the new movie coming out. So
that's right.
That's my problem.
We want to plug that again. That's the Carter Hardin Show on WorkplaceRadio.com. Probably a real boring, low-energy show.
Snoozer. All of our listeners are going to go listen to that.
Yeah. Well, it sounds like they should.
Absolutely.
So, Henry, once again, thank you. Greta, once again, great stuff. Appreciate you joining us today.
Thank you.
Let's move on now here on Gwinnett Business Radio. And joining us now from Credible Solutions, and as I mentioned at the top of the show, that's Solutions with a Z at the end. Joining us is Fielding Alderman, and Brian Nicholson. Welcome, gentlemen, to the show. Tell us all about Credible Solutions. What does your company do?
Well, Mike, it's good to be here. Thanks for having us. Credible Solutions is a business created to help small business owners escape the chaos of wearing too many hats. If you've ever heard small businesses talk, Greta mentioned it earlier, commonly you hear them talk, hey, I'm wearing so many hats. I'm trying to do too much. Our business is here, created to explore that chaos, really help them understand it, and then help them go through a very carefully staged process to not have to wear those hats.
Okay, so small businesses, what is the number one problem facing small businesses these days?
Well, it's according to who you ask. If you ask the small business owner, you're likely going to hear something about, I need more money, I need more sales, I need more customers. It's the common answers. I got to grow my business. I want more, more, more. But we believe that answer is really kind of circumstantial and doesn't look at the long-term problem. We go look at the United States Small Business Administration website. They've got more data than about anybody on small business. You look at their website and you find something very interesting. We believe it speaks to and is the number one problem. They say the number one reason that small businesses fail is the lack of knowledge. In fact, there are three numbers I'll give you that really kind of tell the story. Okay, 78, 70, and 1. 78 speaks to the small businesses. 78% of all small businesses in the United States have 1 to 9 employees. 70% of all of those businesses 10 years out will be out of business. 70% of them. Some studies say even higher. I'm going low to keep it safe, okay? But one is the single biggest reason they all close their doors, and the Small Business Administration says it's the lack of knowledge. It's all those hats. It's the chaos.
Okay, so you bring up the word chaos, and that seems to be a big word that you use to help fill the pain of your clients. Speak on chaos. What do you mean specifically by chaos?
It's such an important word. You have to go back to the 14th century. You hear people talk about chaos today. You know, I heard it on the radio this morning. They're talking about a shooting and the chaos at the shooting. But when you go look at the origin of the word, it literally began meaning gaping void. Okay? Now think about that. I used the story of Eddie the electrician. He's fictitious, so for any Eddies listening, don't take it personally, especially if you're an electrician. Eddie the electrician says, hey, he wants to get a job. And he goes, and he's had this long-time interest in electrical work. And he becomes a helper. Then he becomes an apprentice. Then he becomes a journeyman. And now he's been there years. He's actually an electrician. He's doing the stuff he always wanted to do. Then he starts studying to become a master electrician. Now he's licensed. And oh boy, Eddie can now get himself in trouble. Because you know what he can do now? He can go out and start his own electrical business. He's probably been doing this 4 or 5 years. He's an expert in a very specialized area. He steps over and goes into business. He's got his own business. You know what Eddie just did? He stepped into the middle of a bunch of other hats. Leadership, Greta mentioned it. IT, money, management. We've heard excellent discourse here already on HR. What does Eddie know about HR? These guys would tell you he doesn't know.
He needs to hire their company.
He needs to hire Henry and Greta. Exactly. Legal compliance, marketing, lead generation, lead conversion, which all of those hats bring us back to the final hat that Eddie knows how to do. That's client fulfillment hat. And for Eddie, it's electrical work. He's right there in the middle of all that chaos, trying to wear hats he shouldn't. Every time he wears them, he's taking off the hat he should. And sadly, again, 70% of the Eddies and the Edamines, to keep it completely correct here, they, 10 years from now, will close their doors because they're worn out.
So so listening to this, I'm ready to have some buy-in to escaping the chaos. What's the process that you help business owners do to escape the chaos and all these hats that are cluttering my closet?
Great question. And the first thing we do is we help them explore the pain and to understand the chaos. And the way we do that, you know, in business management, I've heard some things coming from here from Greta and Henry talking about you got to measure. You absolutely have to be able to measure. Think about going to a doctor. You go to a doctor, you're in pain. You don't need the doctor to tell you you got pain. You know you're hurting. But what does the doctor do? He sits there and begins asking a number of questions. They do a number of tests. They've got to explore and begin to measure what's going on here. Where is it? What's causing it? And after years of research with this with small businesses, we developed a proprietary process to sit down with a business owner and come up with what we call their chaos quotient. It is a process to explore, to break that down so that the business owner can understand the pain, the chaos.
We're talking with Brian Nicholson and Fielding Alderman with Credible Solutions. Brian is the founder and president. And explain the hats you guys wear. Brian, you know, the hats you wear and what your kind of expertise is, and same for Fielding.
Well, my expertise is 20 years of business, starting it with a pair of post hole diggers and a pickup truck and building it over 20 years into being a company serving Walmart, Goodyear, Radio Shack, many others in the area of sign and lighting, and making more mistakes than you possibly could imagine and trying to wear too many hats. Out of that, it's how this all came to be. It's the founder. I am the founder and the creator of the process Escape the Chaos Small Business Reinvention. I serve as the president, the acting president of the organization.
Okay. And
Fielding, how did you get involved?
Yeah, Fielding,
in this?
You're part of the company and you do?
I'll tell you what my role is. I am Small Business Solutions Leader for Gwinnett County. And my role is to help small business owners escape the chaos. My perspective, my background on this whole idea is, and I'll give you three numbers to help explain that, 20, 10, and 1. 20 is the number of years I spent in the Fortune 50 space with Hewlett-Packard. And one thing I learned at Hewlett-Packard was when you have tons of money, you can afford to buy the staff, highly defined roles, and place them in the right position. 10 is the number of years I've spent as a small business owner. What I learned there was when you don't have tons of money, HP didn't let me leave with their checkbook. So what I learned was, man, when you don't have tons of money, when you don't have tons of money, you can't hire those people to do all those highly defined roles, and you wind up doing it yourself, and you wind up wearing all those hats. Number one is focus. And so when I met Brian and saw his vision, and he taught me his vision, this has been a little over a year ago, I saw the power of one single focus. It's the power that I saw and utilized at HP. But now, rather than in a Fortune 50 space, it's now able to be applied in the small business space. So I was impressed. I was excited. I wanted to become a part of it. And that's how Brian and I got together on this.
Fielding or Brian, either one of you can answer this. How are you bringing this message, apart from being on Gwinnett Business Radio, which we're glad you're here, how else are you bringing this message to business owners, and how would business owners start the interaction with you guys and continue the interaction with you guys?
Well, it begins, there are a number of ways. You know, we've got a website. We'll give all that information in a minute. But we sit down with a business owner and take the time to explain this, to help them look at their business differently. We usually can do that in about a 60-minute period of time. We host these things called coffee talks. We invite them in, invite business owners in, and we sit there and help them look at their business the way we talk about it. It's important to take that time. We do have a way of looking at business that you won't typically see out on the street. It requires some things that you won't find in the marketplace today for small businesses. These are proprietary approaches. We haven't been doing this 20 years like these good folks here. Honestly, we've only been working on this for about 3 years, but we've continued to see business owners respond. So we invite them in, show them the way we look at business, and then we go into this chaos quotient process. That's where we start to explore their pain.
And you explain the chaos, and you explain then coming up with the chaos quotient. Once you have that chaos quotient, is there a specific plan that you have these small businesses follow and implement?
There absolutely is a plan, and it's my favorite part. And you know why, Mike?
Why?
Because it's personal. I mentioned a minute ago, I'm the guy. I'm Eddie. Okay? I really am. I'm not kidding.
But I thought your name was Brian. I'm just kidding. Go ahead.
I'm confused.
too many alter egos in this room.
It's entirely personal because I sought for years a way to escape that chaos. I enrolled in a number of business coaching programs. I hired a personal business coach, still a very dear friend, but these things and other seminars, they didn't solve the problem for me because I'm not the super business-minded guy. I get it. I'm not. And actually coming to understand that was a big part of the breakthrough for me. The pain for me in business, IT, you know, I'm sitting there trying to solve a problem on a computer, do a network, this, that, management problems, the things we've heard about here today, money problems. Those aren't my expertise. You know, I'm a guy who started working in signs and learned something about signs, okay? Our plan has allowed me. You heard Greta talk about focus. You heard Fielding talk about focus. It's where we start. The thing that changed everything for me is understanding I'm out here scattered. And what I need is a way that I can just focus on the thing that I'm best at. Our plan begins with that. And I can tell you, in the past 3 years, I've been personally living and exploring how does someone who's in this chaos, because I have been, how do you get that focus? Secondly is the word freedom. Freedom is the not wearing the hats. But to do that, you can't just turn around and ignore things. And as Henry and I were talking before the show, nobody's got the money to go out and just start paying for all these things. So you better have a way to walk out very carefully. How do we work through these hats? How do we break it down? And our process does that very simply. Finally, for me, even in the midst of all this chaos, and I am familiar with chaos, anybody who knows me, if they're listening, they know in the past 3 years, more than ever in my life, I have been able to say with sincerity, my family knows, everybody knows, I'm having more fun than I've ever had in my life. And when you find that focus and when you find freedom, I assure you, you will have more fun than you've ever had.
Once again, Stephen, we cannot seem to find business owners that are passionate about what they do.
I'm stumped.
Yeah, every show, one of these days we'll find someone that's passionate.
Yeah, one of these days, yeah.
My second sarcastic comment for the show here. Much like Greta and Henry earlier were talking about looking at HR in a different light, in a different way, something that really works, and to use your human capital the right way, do you feel like sometimes you're swimming upstream trying to have these business owners look at business in a different way?
Oh, my goodness. The answer is yes, but obviously there's more to it than that. We are swimming upstream because we're going against the grain with, as far back as I've researched, is 30 or 40 years. And I could throw a bunch of numbers at you, but If you go back and look at small business, Mike, over 30 or 40 years, what you find is, and I got to be careful here, we're not against consultants. We need more people like Henry and Greta who understand this problem. They understand exactly what we're saying in a way that's so important for small businesses. But the small business owners at large do not understand. And because of that, we're out there having to re-educate. Sam Walton said years ago, he had 10 rules of business. I mentioned earlier, did work for that company for years, enjoyed that. In Sam's 10 rules of business, one of those rules was look where everybody else is going and go the other way. And we really have looked at what has been offered to small businesses. I spent about $70,000 or $80,000 in all that coaching and the other things that I did, didn't provide the answers. But for me, the real thing about swimming upstream is understanding, having the opportunity to sit with a business owner and his 15-year-old son and have that 15-year-old son watch our six-minute video and turn around and be able to say things about his dad's experience in business that will blow your mind. A whole lot of this is about the next generation. So are we swimming upstream? Yes. But is it worth it? Yeah, because we're laying a foundation that really does have an opportunity to change things in a big way.
We're listening to Brian Nicholson with Credible Solutions alongside Fielding Alderman here. I feel like, just like our first guest, we could talk for days. Unfortunately, we can't do that, so we'll have to maybe come back for another show. But for those that want to know more, I feel like we've just hit the tip of the iceberg. Folks that want to know more about Credible Solutions, give us all the contact information. How can they find out more about your company?
Well, you know what? We try to keep it really simple. So here, number one, go to escapethechaos.com. Start there. It's a simple six-minute video. Our website is ultra, ultra simple. If our message resonates, then there, do step two. Fill out your name and your email. Notify us that you want to know more. We'll send you an additional email. You know, these days you got to be CAN spam compliant, Mike. You know probably all about that. So confirm your email so that we can communicate with you. And our system will notify you where we're doing these coffee talks. It'll give you information how to contact me, how to contact Fielding. And that's where you start. Watch the video and see if our message resonates.
Wonderful. Great stuff. Brian, thank you very much. Fielding, thank you very much. Credible Solutions, we appreciate you joining us here on Gwinnett Business Radio.
Thanks so much.
A big thank you once again to all our wonderful guests. This could have been a two-hour show, Stephen. Easy.
Apparently, we're going to do a two-day show at some time in the future. That's what you keep saying.
If we decide to have a two-day show, I know who to invite.
Exactly.
And it would never get
exactly
boring. That's a neat thing. Again, thanks to Brian and Fielding with Credible Solutions, Greta Cairns with Strategic HR Initiatives, and Henry Hardin with SCI Companies. Henry, also known as Carter Hardin, with his radio show as well on workplaceradio.com, correct?
Yes, sir.
Wonderful. Thank you so much to all our great guests. A quick reminder that Gwinnett Business Radio can be heard throughout the day on the Gwinnett Business Radio X station, and that you can listen to any of our programs 24/7 by logging on to Business Radio X and clicking on the Gwinnett Business Radio radio tab. For Steve and Julian.
Mike, I want an alter ego. Can you call me Mayor McCheese from now on?
For Mayor McCheese, I'm Mike Sammet. We'll see you next time right here on Gwinnett Business Radio.